Hello, this is Roger Shouse, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is a branch of our Heaven Bound podcast. Jumpstart number 1936, first written September 19th, 2017. Revelation 12, verse 17. And the dragon was enraged with the woman and went off to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. We are at war. It's not North Korea. It's not nukes. It's not one political party against another. It's not something about policy. It's not even a college football game. All of these things may seem like war, but they're not real war. That's been going on for a long, long time. And what we read here is it's about Satan, the dragon, and the people of God. This is what this passage is showing us. The wartime language is sprinkled throughout the New Testament. Timothy was told to fight the good fight of faith. The Corinthians were told we are not ignorant of Satan's schemes. The Ephesians were told to put on the full armor of God so they could extinguish every flaming arrow of Satan. War movies are exciting to watch, but real war is tough. Good men often die in wars. Hearts are broken and lives are changed. The spiritual war that Satan is engaged in with us has many sides to it. Sometimes it's not so obvious. He can be very subtle in what he does. He chips away at our faith. He gets us bogged down in trivial things that do not matter. He gets us sidetracked. Apathy, discouragement, and worldliness are huge tools that he uses to pull us away from Christ. He'll attack the congregation that we worship with. He'll use internal fighting, dullness, passionless worship, gossip. He'll stir and stir things up until there's a real mess in the church. Folks leave, and that's what he wants. Folks will get mad at each other, and that's what he wants. We lose our focus, and we stop doing what we're supposed to be doing, and Satan wins. But he's not done with us. He'll attack our home. He'll smack our marriages. Jealousy, lust, indifference can pull a couple apart. Money troubles develop, and we fight and fuss with each other. Satan will use Facebook to bring up people from our past that may confuse us and make us wonder if we married the right person. He'll open the door to lustful thoughts through the internet. He makes porn available and easy to find and easy to hide. He'll mess with our kids, wrong friends, drugs, self-esteem issues. A family that's pulling apart is a family that Satan loves. He wants divorce. He wants words flying through the air that are not kind, thought out, or loving. He loves doors that slam, ending conversations. He encourages flirting at the office. Attack the family, it's likely that they will stop worshiping together. Prayers will stop. Hearts will close the door to Jesus, and a battle has been won by Satan. And in all this, Satan will attack you. He'll use doubt to confuse you. He'll use situations to scare you and make you worried. He'll introduce you to twisted religions that seem right, but they're not. He'll get you to stand in line with the world and have the world influence you. It's a little at first. Social drinking. What's so bad about an occasional glass of wine? We are hearing more and more Christians asking that very question. That's just a foot in the door for Satan. It's a glass. What can be wrong with one glass? Satan is very patient. He can wait. He can wait months. He can even wait years. One glass easily becomes two glasses. And on some special occasions, a whole bottle. Without even knowing it, we've taken yet another step away from Jesus. Then it's the movies that we shouldn't see. There's just a little bad language we tell ourselves. It's not much. It's no different than what we hear at school or work every day. Satan is patient. He can wait. Then it's the blockbuster movie that everyone is talking about. It's laced with profanity, but it's up for the awards. We just have to see it. And Satan smiles. Then one day, out of the blue, a car pulls out in front of us. We slam on our brakes. Without thinking, a bad word comes out of our mouth. We had never said that word before, but we did then. Satan smiles. He gets us so busy at work that there's no time for home, and that our Bibles sit on the back seat of our cars untouched until the next church service, and Satan smiles. We stay up late until we're exhausted, and as soon as we lay down, we are asleep. Another day without prayer, and Satan smiles. And we don't see it, but he does. Day by day, we are getting weaker spiritually. Day by day, more of the world is filling our hearts. Satan is patient. The day will come when we go to worship out of habit and not love for the Lord. The day will come when we think that everything in the world is doing is just fine. The day will come when we'll pull away from our church family and become more selfish. It's hard for us to see all this, but Satan does. This has been part of his plans. This was his design by him. This is a war that we did not even recognize the enemy. And when it's all over, our souls lie empty, shallow, and faithless. Tears stream down the face of God as Satan dances with delight. Another battle won, another soul lost. What can I do? You can win the war with Christ. Greater is he who's in you than he who's in the world, is what John wrote. First, get passionate about worshiping God. Pour your heart into all that you're doing. Never settle for substandard worship. Always give your best. Always focus upon God. You may not be able to change the preacher, the song leader, or even those that lead worship, but right there from where you are, you can make it meaningful to you. Secondly, save your family. Get close to your mate. Put up the phone and the tablets and talk to each other. Establish boundaries that will protect your marriage. Be transparent. Let your mates see what you're reading, sending, and texting. Let them know your passwords. No secrets. Get back to where things ought to be in your home. Real prayers, real conversations that are laced with spiritual insights and truth. Real answers to today's questions. Thirdly, put on that armor of God and fight for your soul. Don't let Satan have it. Pray, open that Bible up, and do some real reading and thinking. Go do something for someone else. Establish some out of bounds on music and movies and even friends. A little poison and some brownies, even though those brownies look great and so tasty, can be deadly. The same goes for poison in movies and music and friends. In your house, you set the rules. So set them. Keep Satan out. There's a war going on. If you sleep through it, chances are you'll be a casualty. If you think we are overreacting and things are not so bad, you'll be shot down. If you think things will just work out for the best, you'll be in Satan's POW camp before you know it. The language and warnings from heaven are that we are at war. Time to put on the helmet, grab the shield, take up the sword, and defend our hearts in faith. Through Christ, we can be more than conquerors. Through Christ, our congregations can thrive, our families can be awesome, and our lives can please the Lord. It won't just happen. We must work, fight, and hold our ground against Satan. The victory belongs to the Lord. Are you winning these battles with the Lord's help, or is Satan taken over? Thank you for listening.